My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 12th day of May, 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found either on my primary website, anticorruptionsociety.com, or my sister websites, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net and peopleforsafetechnologies.com. There's also an In Defense of Humanity program links page on the anticorruptionsociety.com website where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, and it's called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. This guide contains valuable tools for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, tonight I'd like to go back to the topic of 5G. I've been talking to people all week about smart meters because they're coming right here to my town. I had received a notice in the mail. It was like a big postcard that came from the electric company, and it said, smart meters are more than just pretty meters, if you can believe that. So I've been talking to family and friends about smart meters and trying to slowly interject the concept of 5G, which is a whole another can of worms. And I listened to different presentations, and I did, in the last several weeks, play clips from one presentation, but I ran across a YouTube that David Icke put out on 5G. And the name of it is 5G Frequency Armageddon for Body and Mind. I thought he did a really good job, and I'd like to share it with the listeners, and then perhaps we can talk about what can we actually do about this. That's the big problem. What can we do about it? But let's start by listening to David Icke explain 5G Frequency Armageddon for Body and Mind. And we'll just go through it. It's about 38 minutes long, and I'll let Ken just play it, and he'll pause it during the breaks and then continue, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's listen to David Icke.
Hello, and welcome to the David Icke videocast. Well, anything with Armageddon in the title might seem a bit biblical and a bit extreme. It's Armageddon. But when you look at the dictionary definition of Armageddon, then the title of this videocast, in relation to the new, immensely more powerful and destructive 5G communication system, then it seems actually quite appropriate. One definition of Armageddon is the last battle between good and evil before the day of judgment. Well, not so much that one, but this one. A dramatic and catastrophic conflict, especially one seen as likely to destroy the world or the human race, as in nuclear Armageddon. Well, I'm using the term in relation to this 5G, ultra-powerful, ultra-high frequency communication system, which is being brought in to take over from the current radiation system, which already is producing phenomenal amounts of health and mental and emotional effects that have been well documented in study after study after study after study. What we're looking at with 5G is an increase in the power of the communication frequencies and an increase in their effect on human health and mental and emotional processes that are breathtaking in the level of increase and the vastness of difference, even between what people are experiencing now in this increasingly global Wi-Fi sea of radiation. The difference is absolutely phenomenal. And let's give you an idea of the effects, not even potentially, the effects for vast numbers of people that are guaranteed by this 5G system. Of course, with all these cell towers and cell phones and all this radiation generating technology, we've seen, like I say, the effects on the human body, the human mind, and human emotions. Article here, there are now thousands of scientific studies documenting myriad adverse bioeffects of microwave radiation. These biological effects include, but are not limited to, cancer, DNA damage, cardiovascular problems, increased stress hormones, sleeping disorders, depression, headaches, irritability, and impaired fertility. Sperm counts are plummeting in the period that this has been happening. Studies assessing cancer and wireless radiation are particularly disturbing, the article says. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer classified the microwave radiation from all wireless devices as a possible human cause of cancer in 2011. Other recent studies highlight strong evidence of a relationship between brain cancers and long-term cell phone use. Again and again, we are seeing studies pointing out the gathering, increasing prevalence of brain tumors. And you hear, yeah, but we don't understand why it's happening. You don't understand why it's happening? Get off the bloody phone and I'll tell you. The cause and effect is, it's not the elephant in the living room, it's a bloody herd of them. Increased incidence of at least 10 other cancers concurrent with the playing out and ever-increasing wireless technologies, including invasive breast cancers in young women carrying cell phones against their breast. And look where police officers carry their communication equipment. And tumor promotion in response to very low exposure to wireless radiation. So these things are happening in response to very low, comparatively, levels of radiation. 5G, which is now being rolled out in the United States, they've just started trials, or they've announced they're going to start trials in the UK, are going to take these low levels through the roof. Anyone think given the effect already, what that's going to do to human health, and more, as I'll come to. The deployment, because of 5G, of small cell antennas, the article says, will unleash unnatural and round-the-clock millimeter, milliwave, and microwave radiation that is far more potent than anything previously experienced from the electromagnetic spectrum. And here's a sobering thought. In fact, the US military uses millimeter waves, as in the 5G, which travel only a short distance, as a non-lethal weapon for crowd control, because the waves affect the surface of the body and cause a burning sensation of the skin at higher levels of power. So, what is being proposed, and what is starting to happen already, is that a frequency 5G communication system, which operates in the frequency band that the US military uses to scatter crowds because they feel their skin is burning, is going to be everywhere. See, talks there about little boxes, little antennas. 5G, the frequency it operates at, doesn't travel well. And therefore, instead of big towers that we see today broadcasting the communication system for phones, Wi-Fi, etc., over a distance, I mean, they're bad enough. But because 5G doesn't travel well, they're going to introduce, they're openly saying it, because it has to happen if they're going to bring it in, small little boxes broadcasting this cumulatively lethal frequency all down the bloody street, on lamp posts and anything else. They're putting poles up all over the place with these boxes on. They're going to be outside of houses, bedrooms, children's bedrooms, most affected by this stuff, children. Outside businesses, outside schools. So people are in this cumulatively lethal 5G frequency 24/7. Because you try getting in any urban area now, you try getting away from Wi-Fi. And by the way, talk about urban areas, they want this everywhere for reasons I'll come to, including rural areas. Everywhere on the planet they want it, because this is part of a massive, almost unimaginable agenda for human control, which I'm going to put in its context and connect the dots in this video cast. Chronic exposure that most of us will experience outside of our homes, schools, and businesses is expected to cause serious health effects, including higher rates of skin cancer, cataracts, cardiac irregularities, and fetal normalities. Microwaves at current levels are linked to brain damage, DNA damage, brain tumors, cancers, microwave sickness, impairment of cognitive functions, impairment of reproductive abilities and fertility, affecting humans, rodents, birds, and bees. And this is, and look what's happening to the bees, by the way. Catastrophic disappearance of bees in the same period all this has been happening. This could be linked to other things like toxins in the environment and on crops, etc. But we shouldn't rule out the massive effect that this ever-gathering radiation environment is having, not just on bees, but the natural world in general. Professor Trevor Marshall, Director of autoimmunity research, in fact, a foundation by that name, in California, tells us this. The new 5G wireless technology involves millimeter waves, extremely high frequencies, producing photons of much greater energy than even 4G and Wi-Fi. Allowing this technology to be used without proving its safety, which is what they're doing and openly saying so, as you'll see, is reckless in the extreme, as the millimeter waves are known to have a profound effect on all parts of the human body and mind and emotions, as I'll come to. So why is this? What's the process? Well, look at one level at how the brain communicates and how the genetic system and the cells communicate, how the central nervous system operates. They all communicate electrically, and going on from that, electromagnetically. The base foundation of the body is an electromagnetic field or fields of information. And if you introduce frequencies of radiation, electromagnetic radiation, that is going to impact, if it is out of sync with the body's radiation state, it's going to impact on the information makeup and the communication systems of the brain and the body. And if it disrupts those systems, they are not going to work. And if they don't work, they manifest as something we call cancer and illness and dis-ease, disharmony in all its endless forms. And we also process our emotions and our thoughts, look at electrical brain activity, electrically. So if our electrical electromagnetic systems balance communication networks are disrupted by an external technological source of radiation, especially 5G, which I cannot impress enough, is vastly more powerful and destructive than anything we've had even up to this point, then we are going to be affected, not just in terms of our health, it could be catastrophic cumulatively, but in our mental and emotional state.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Then we are going to be affected, not just in terms of our health, it'd be catastrophic cumulatively, but in our mental and emotional state. And by the way, as endless studies and experiments have shown, if you can interfere and hack in through frequencies to mental processes, you can put in to people's minds thoughts, perceptions, information that they think is coming from them but isn't. It's coming from you. This is well known and now highly advanced. What was it that Morpheus said in the Matrix movie? Do you think that's air you're breathing now? Well, another version of that in relation to what I'm saying. Do you think they're your thoughts? You're thinking now? With this technology I'm talking about, not necessarily so. And so we are sold this. Well, our 5G is being sold. Oh, you'll be able to download endless series of crap in just a few seconds. It's ever so good. Oh yeah, we'll have that. But that's not what it's for. That's just the excuse to pull people in. It is an essential part of a mental, emotional, and quote physical control system that has been planned a very long time and will bring ultimately an end to the human race as we know it if we allow this to happen, for reasons I will be explaining. But to give you, before I get into that, an idea of the cold, clinical, psychopathic arrogance that is behind this, I give you a clip from a speech by a man called Tom Wheeler. Tom Wheeler was the head of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which, you'll be staggered when you watch this clip, is supposed to protect us from the Wi-Fi industry, as well as controlling communications in the United States. In this clip, Tom Wheeler is telling you what's going to happen. He's not asking you, he's not looking for a debate. He's telling you what's going to happen with 5G. And he's saying nothing's going to stop it. And he's saying another thing. We're not going to delay the rolling out of this human catastrophe so that we can see if it's safe or not. We're going to do it. So here's Tom Wheeler. And what an example this is of the mentality that's directing human society.
The big game changer is that 5G will use much higher frequency bands than previously thought viable for mobile broadband and other applications. Such millimeter wave signals have physical properties that are both a limitation and a strength. They tend to travel best in narrow and straight lines, and they do not go through physical objects as well. But brilliant engineers have developed new antennas that can aim and amplify signals. Now, to make this work, the 5G build-out is going to be very infrastructure intensive, requiring massive deployment of small cells. I'm confident that the actions will lead to a cornucopia of unanticipated, innovative uses and will generate tens of billions of dollars in economic activity. And that's damn important, because it means that U.S. companies will be the first out of the gate. And that is why 5G is a national priority.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction.
Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And stay out of the way of technological development. Unlike some countries, we do not believe that we should spend the next couple of years studying what 5G should be or how it should operate. The future has a way of inventing itself. Turning innovators loose is far preferable to expecting committees and regulators to define the future. We won't wait for the standards. We're already seeing the industry gearing up to seize this opportunity. Verizon and AT&T tell us they'll begin deploying 5G trials in 2017, and the first commercial deployments they're talking about are expected in 2020. And we're not done. As part of our July 14 action, we also plan to ask for comments on opening up other high-frequency bands. Many of the high-frequency bands that we will make available for 5G currently have some satellite users, as well as some Defense Department applications, or at least the possibility of future satellite and defense users. This means sharing will be required between satellite and terrestrial wireless, an issue that is especially relevant in the 28 gigahertz band. But if anyone tells you that they know the details of what 5G is going to become, run the other way. If something can be connected, it will be connected. Hundreds of billions of microchips connected in products from pill bottles to plant waterers. We must reject the notion that the 5G future will be the sole provenance of urban areas. The 5G revolution will touch all corners of our country. A lot more antenna siting decisions by local governments and tightened our shot clock for siting application reviews. America's local governments will play an important role in determining how we fulfill this national priority. You can be sure of only one thing. The biggest Internet of Things application has yet to be imagined. Tens of billions of dollars in economic activity. And that's damn important.
Yes, Mr. Wheeler, very nice man. He's also a former chief lobbyist for the Wi-Fi industry. So there you have someone representing a government agency, the FCC, which is supposed to police the Wi-Fi industry and protect us from its excesses, who was a former lobbyist, I say former in quotes, for that same Wi-Fi industry. That is how the world really works. And that is how cumulatively lethal 5G is being imposed upon us. The only testing is on the effects of heat, the heating effect of this technology. What they don't test and won't test are the biological effects and the mental and emotional effects of 5G at levels below the point where it starts producing thermal effects. And what they do when they are issuing their guidelines, and you'll find this right across the system, when they say government recommended levels, government recommended safe levels, they don't mean safe levels, nothing to do with it. They mean the level that has to be claimed to be safe for the industry to do what it wants to do. Because if the levels were truly at that point, which are truly safe, then there's a vast amount of what the Wi-Fi and technology industries do now that they would not be allowed to do. So that's where we are, and it's part of a much bigger picture, which I'm going to come to now. A few years ago, the then and brief head of the CIA, a guy called David Petraeus, made a speech about the coming, it's not coming anymore, it's here, just a matter of degree, the coming then of what was called the Internet of Things. And the Internet of Things is to connect everything to the Internet. Everything from your fridge to your smart meter, that's what that's about. All connected to all this. To your driverless car, which is what they plan. Everything. Every device. I mean, look at them all now. Day after day after day, new devices coming out which are connected to the internet. And the whole plan is to build a grid of communication known as a smart grid. That's why everything today seems to have smart in front of it. Smart this, smart that, smart the other. A smart control grid, which some other people call the cloud, which connects, therefore controls everything. Because when everything's connected to the internet, whatever controls the internet controls everything. And that's what the plan is. But it's more than that, because there's another step beyond that. This is the real agenda that we're heading towards. And that is, and they're already talking about it, to connect the human body, the human brain, technologically through microchips you can see and nanotechnology microchips you can't, to the same internet, to the same smart grid, to the same cloud. And this step beyond the Internet of Things is known as the Internet of Everything. Now, just as if you connect technology in all its forms to the internet controls that technology. You connect the human brain, mind, body to the internet. The human brain, mind becomes controlled by whatever controls the internet. And this is why there is this incessant push to connecting the human brain to artificial intelligence. This is why you have people like Ray Kurzweil, the Google executive, because companies like Google and Facebook, etc., are all at the forefront of all this. That's why they're talking about, in terms of Kurzweil, the human brain being connected to artificial intelligence by 2030, or starting to be. And that, as he says, as this connection goes on, artificial intelligence will do more and more and more of human thinking. These are his words. Until, basically, there is no human thinking left, as we have come to know it. The human mind will no longer be the human mind. It will be a computer terminal, a biological computer terminal, not even biological in the end, a synthetic in the end. Computer terminal for artificial intelligence. The same artificial intelligence that is planned to control the internet and everything connected to the internet. Now, to make this happen, to create this internet of everything, this smart grid system where artificial intelligence, AI, controls everything, or what controls AI controls everything, they have to have certain levels of power and frequency in their communication system. Did I mention 5G? And even more powerful levels beyond that. Don't think it's going to end there. This is how the dots connect. This is what this is really all about. And if you're going to have a Wi-Fi cloud system globally, so that everyone on the planet, bar none, is technologically microchipped, controlled and connected to this cloud, this smart grid, then, quite obviously, you have to have Wi-Fi, the cloud, everywhere, so everyone could be connected to it. This is why they are putting phenomenal numbers of satellites into orbit to beam Wi-Fi at the entire planet. Google's involved? Of course it is. It's a bloody monster. Just like Facebook. Oh no, we're just a social media platform. Oh no, we're just a search engine. Bollocks! If people realize what Google and Facebook, and that which controls them, that's the truth, is really all about, they wouldn't have to curl their hair. And we have this Elon Musk, this SpaceX man, who's coming out saying, ooh, connecting the human brain to AI could be the end of humanity. It's very dangerous. Yes, absolutely, Muskie. So why are you putting the satellites in orbit? Why have you got permission from the US government to put thousands of satellites in orbit to beam Wi-Fi at the entire planet? Get a comment? Mr. Silicon Valley, devil's playground people? This is what is happening. And if we go on childlike buying the diversions and not seeing the enormity of what is happening and the sheer undiluted evil behind it, then look at your children and look at your grandchildren. Indeed, look at yourself if you're young enough. But look at them. And ponder on the fact that well into their lives, well short of their lifespan, they will have no mind of their own to think, no emotions of their own to feel. Only what AI decides that they are. And people say, oh, that David Icke, he's mad, he's loony. I mean, look what he's saying. Look around you. Put the dots together. It's increasingly not difficult. And see where this is going. See, what they're doing is in Silicon Valley, as I've been saying the last few weeks, they now have, with Google and Facebook, and YouTube, of course, owned by Google, the greatest concentration of surveillance and censorship power the world has ever seen. But that's not where it ends. Through Silicon Valley, and is through, because that's ultimately controlled by intelligence networks and the Pentagon through its technological development arm, DARPA. They are also, through Silicon Valley and these companies, driving this end of humanity as we know it agenda. So they want you looking somewhere else. So let's get obsessed with what our bloody pronouns are. Oh, you didn't use me pronoun. While 5G starts rolling out and rolling out and rolling out. With all its effects, cumulatively, that are coming. Oh, I'm for Trump. Oh, I'm against Trump. He's evil. While in Silicon Valley, the end of humanity as we know it continues to be rolled out. I'm so angry. My football team lost this week. I want to change the manager. And Silicon Valley rolls out the end of humanity as we know it. It's time to grow up. It's time to take responsibility for the world we live in instead of just moaning about it or going off into hiding away from it. Because you can hide all you like, but you won't hide from 5G. It's going to be everywhere. If we go on like this, come on, human race. Get a freaking grip. Look around at what's happening. And get off your freaking ass.
New ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. That video was uploaded and created by David Icke in April 2018, less than a month ago, and it's very apropos, although there have been people talking about this for years. There's a wonderful documentary. If you haven't heard of it, I suggest you see it. It's for free online. It was made by Aaron Frantz called, and I think it's F-R-A-N-T-Z or F-R-A-N-Z, called Age of Transitions. You can also look up the term post-human, and you're going to find that this is indeed ongoing, or transhumanism. And this is Frankenscience, turning humanity into Borgs is the best way I can describe it. And this plan has been ongoing for quite a while. Age of Transitions gives you a little history on it. Aaron did an excellent job. So it makes what happens in Syria a lot less important in my mind, or whether or not Trump collaborated with the Russians to get elected, because I see signs of this creeping into my world right in my face. I mean, right in my face. All the dogs at the Humane Society and at the City Pound are now microchipped. You have no choice. Your credit cards are microchipped. I had no choice. I said no. They said, too bad. So sad. We're cutting you off. You won't have a credit card if you won't accept the microchip. The new refrigerators are microchipped. I saw YouTube. We need a new refrigerator. So I started investigating. And last week I found a YouTube where a wonderful gentleman, and I'll find it if anyone wants me to, I'll try to locate it and put up a link, where he took his meter where he was measuring these radio frequencies, and he did not have Wi-Fi in his house, and yet the meter indicated there was some signal coming in within his house. And he walked around the house, and when he got near his new refrigerator, it was beeping regularly. And he discovered, well, that was the source. A brand new refrigerator, and it is transmitting. Even though he didn't have a smart meter, will not get a smart meter, it didn't stop the appliance from having this device, this microchip in it, that transmits constantly, 24/7, as long as it's plugged in, it is going to transmit. My husband went on CPAP last year, and when they gave us the equipment, it had a transmitter. Now, it was going to transmit the information, and I have no idea where the receiver was, onto a program that the practice who had written, the doctor who had written the prescription for the CPAP, they had a CPAP clinic in there, and they were going to be receiving the transmissions every night on how much usage, how many hours he used that CPAP equipment. We were told that Medicare insisted on that because if they weren't going to use CPAP at least 4 hours every night, Medicare was not going to pay for it. This is how they're doing it. And then my husband got a pacemaker. Come to find out that that also has a transmitter in it. So this is creeping up around us. It seems like a lot of people are oblivious to it. I don't know. We went to Ruby Tuesdays, and there was a device on all the tables so that you could punch in your order and they wouldn't have to have waitresses. Now, that device is wireless, so it is transmitting to a board in the kitchen so that they can get your order, fill your order, and the waitress can carry it out to your table. So that whole entire restaurant may have had 50 tables, and each one had a transmitter. So while people don't talk much about this, it's everywhere around us. And if you just observe, go out to a restaurant and observe, or even just walking down the street, how many people are staring at their iPads or their cell phones, and all of their attention is on that device. I don't know what they're watching, if they're watching a movie, if they're texting, I have no clue. But again, these are all wireless devices, and they're everywhere. So for people to think this isn't happening is just plain naive. It is happening. It's everywhere, and they make it very difficult to say no. With the CPAP, we tried very hard to say no. We were looking at older equipment. We were